Joe, good morning.
How did you get in trouble, Kevin?
Talking about quarterbacks.
You besmirched the name of
I did not besmirch anybody's name.
Casey Clawson.
Oh.
I did not besmirch his name.
Said he was average, but then someone rolled out the stats. Yeah.
Let's move right along. Well, Vanderbilt getting ready to go play at Army this weekend. A couple injury notes, including John Cole and Eric Hensley. One good news, one not so good.
Yeah, it looks like John Cole is probably going to make the trip. He's been practicing. He's catching some balls with a wrapped up hand, and I think he's going to go, and he might even give it a try. And that would be good news, certainly. Eric Hensley is injured a knee. Don't know all the severity of it, but it looks like at least a sprain. And I don't think he's going to have a chance to play on Saturday. That means Kyle Fisher will probably move over into that spot. And, you know, Robbie Caldwell's been looking for some consistency on the offensive line. This certainly won't help that. But fortunately, there are enough guys that are backups that have played and have significant experience where, you know, it's not a huge worry that you're replacing them with somebody with a lack of experience. So that's good news. And the running backs seem to be well. Zach Stacy continues to run the ball well, and it looks like really maybe for the first time this year we're going to have all three, Stacy, Norman, and Hawkins, all kind of available at near full strength. So that'll be the first time that's happened, and that'll be good news.
Joe, I go visit with the coordinators later this morning. I'll be interested to hear them talk about the unique challenges that both the Army offense and defense provide. You know, we've got into that some this week as we've gone along.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the offense gets so much of a focus because of the that's sort of that double slot, the way they run the option that they do and the deception that they use. They run it to, you know, really well. And so it's going to be a challenge for the team to deal with all those things. You really have to be disciplined. Everybody's got to know what their role is on each particular play. And so that's kind of a challenge. And it's really kind of a challenge, I think, because you can't simulate it. You know, you can look at it in film and your scout team can try to run it as best they can, but they just don't have the experience to run it with the speed that Army does. So there's usually a little bit of an adjustment period early in a game that we play like this. You'll see guys kind of trying to figure out everything and get used to it. So it'll definitely be a challenge.
Joe, this is where, you know, not having a week off at any point during the season, it really becomes a disadvantage to Vanderbilt, doesn't it, when they've got to face a team like Army?
Yep, and no time to rest, no time to get extra time to play, and no time to get guys healed up. You know, that's the biggest thing when you get this far along, 5, 6, 7 weeks in, that you don't get that extra little break to give some guys an extra couple of days to heal up. And that's what Vanderbilt's going to have to deal with all season long. But, you know, right now, you know, there's a lot of focus on what Vanderbilt's got to deal with in dealing with the challenge of playing Army and the way they play. But really, I think a more significant challenge is Vanderbilt's got to deal with, they've got to get themselves going. You know, they've got to focus on, especially offensively, they need to, you know, get something going, get some confidence, execute, block well, continue to run the ball pretty well as they have. They need to put together some sustained drives, and maybe most important, they need to score when they get the ball down in the red zone, scoring opportunities. They were so good at it last year, and they have struggled at it this year, and it's one of those things that's only going to get better, and they're only going to get better at it when they get some confidence, and that's got to happen this week.
How concerned do you think they are about Ryan Fowler?
I don't think they're too concerned. The first kick that he missed was a long one. It was a 47-yarder. To me, it had plenty of distance. That was the good news. It had plenty of leg. He just hooked it. And then his second one was certainly a more reasonable one in the 37-yard range that also just missed left. So I don't really think they're overly concerned. You know, he missed the first two that he had this season, came back and made five in a row before missing those two. But again, it will be nice when he gets back out there and gets a chance to put one through and get his confidence back.
And at the same time, you know, you look at the prevailing theme of this game, and that is if Vanderbilt fancies itself a bowl contender, this is a game they have to win.
No, there's no question. No, there's no question they need to win this game. They need to win a road game, need to win against an opponent that's a bit of a different type of challenge, but an opponent that most people would look at and say this is a game that Vanderbilt should win. Vanderbilt, except for the receiver position, is going to have a pretty significant advantage in size. They're probably going to have an advantage in speed in some places. They certainly should have an advantage in depth. So all those things come into play, but they've still got to go and play. They've got to execute. They've got to put together a full game, and they haven't done that.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll speak with you again tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow morning.